Me, 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 Zelda, 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 Zelda.
Hey, why do you always put the bills in my pile?
Because you're the one who insists we have heat and running water. Zelda, any mail for me?
Sorry, honey, not today.
Why is it taking so long to hear back from the schools I applied to? I mean, I got accepted to the Columbia Record Club in 2 days. Maybe this will help. I'll grade a lower rate for the mortgage I don't have. Thanks. The Other Realm University! Do you think I got in? Oh, no, it's thin. Acceptance letters are always thick. Open it! I got in! I got in!
To my alma mater!
Oh, honey, I'm so proud!
Oh, your first acceptance elephant.
I'm not a peanut, Tubbo!
Sabrina, wait. Willard, I'm sure the school board will renew your contract. In the meantime, try squeezing that little rubber ball the doctor gave you.
I got you something.
Oh, Rue? Oh, great, because my Obu t-shirt just tore. It's from the Other Realm University. Come on, put it on.
There. Oh, just seeing you in that makes me so happy.
Yeah, and you know, the extra layer will come in handy in case there's a rogue May blizzard. Bites. Dreamlet, no. It's a mortal prom. Wearing a lot of fox fur could spread infection.
O-R-U. Oral Roberts? Please say no.
No, I got into my aunt's alma mater. Octagon, Rectangle University. What a great geometry program.
But you've got to go to Emerson. I was counting on it.
Well, there's a little matter of getting in.
Hey, we can check the Emerson website right now and see if you got accepted.
Oh, no, no, I can't look.
Ready? Oh.
You're in!
Woohoo! Hey, it's like winning the lottery, but I'm still poor.
And I got you a little something. Huh?
Wow, a sweatshirt, and it's machine washable. My life is perfect.
How'd it feel?
Hot and lumpy.
So's the food in the cafeteria. It's a sign. You're going to Emerson.
Harvey, what are you doing here?
I got a letter from Boston College, and I checked your mailbox. You got one, too.
That's a felony, but thanks. You want to open them together?
Desperately. Why are you wearing an Emerson sweatshirt?
To go with my Lake and Palmer sweat socks. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
I'm in!
You're in? We're in!
You know what? I got us these, just in case.
Oh, I assumed we'd put off dressing alike till we were in our mid-50s driving around Vegas in our motorhome, but...
Looks great. Look out, Boston College.
I hope my aunts don't mind paying three tuitions.
Oh!
You know, I always say, when the knife breaks, it's done.
The government is going to give away meat. You'd think they could make it a little more tender.
Hey, keep it down!
He meant Gesundheit. Monkey.
I know you're upset about the school board, but why don't you just call them and find out what's going on?
I did. 417 times. 10 cents a minute, that gets expensive.
Sorry. Gosh. No, a person does a good job and he's rewarded by being dehumanized and beaten into submission.
And I was in favor of all that. Until it happened to me.
I'm on your side. Day or night, your Zuzu will always return your calls.
Well, great. And all your supportive blather has made me burn my free meat.
So I feel like I'm being pulled in three different directions by three people I really care about. What do you think I should do? Hike. No, we're not allowed to play football in the house. No! Hike! Backpack! Spend a year tramping across the galaxy.
Instead of going to college, isn't that irresponsible?
It's what I did after high school.
And by irresponsible, I mean fun and life enriching.
See? Problem solved.
Oh, my filthy laundry looked great in there.
Oh, we are going to have so much fun planning your trek. And don't let anyone tell you to take the long way to the Twin Peaks of Mars. Unless you enjoy bleeding gums. Oh.
Okay, now I have four people to disappoint.
Maybe this isn't the best time to tell you, but... You got into John Adams College!
Wow! Oh, I can't even think about Adams!
But I really want you to go there.
What?
Just messing with you. You know I always wanted you to be a Green Beret.
Where have you been?
It's 5:30 in the morning.
I need to talk about the school board.
Monkey, we talked for hours. We even took our phones to bed in case you needed to talk some more, and you did.
I need to sleep.
I knew it.
Knew what?
You don't love me.
What? We talked until 2 a.m. I made you soup. I held your hand, and you used tissues.
What are you doing for me now?
It's late. We're tired. Let's not say things we mean. Not talk to each other for a couple of days.
What? You're breaking up with me?
No, I just think we need a cooling off period.
Which is female code for breaking up.
You really should go.
So we're not going to talk.
You forgot your... Hilda?
Don't worry, I'm fine. Just a little fender bender. I got bagels.
Hey! Stevie Wonder, drive much?
I was pulling into my driveway, and you backed into me.
By pulling in, I assume you mean speeding at 70 miles an hour.
No, but let's go back out and do it that way. I hate your boyfriend.
Now let's all calm down. The insurance companies will sort it out.
No way. I'm not taking a rate hike just because you live with Speed Racer here. I am suing.
Oh, that's it. Willard, get out.
Are you throwing me out?
Yes.
You're throwing me out?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't stay here under those conditions.
I am so mad.
No, don't be. He doesn't have a case.
Bat, I forgot the schmear.
Emerson, Boston College, Other Realm University, backpacking. Salem, how do you make a decision?
You've come to the right man. When I was a military leader, I made life and death decisions every day, and one method never failed me.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
You are a wretched excuse for a sounding board.
Whatever.
Sorry. I've been awake since 5:30 this morning, having gone to bed at 5:15. Sabrina, you're looking at the magic of physics. Oh, you'll love that course.
Oh, well, it just sort of fell open.
And the professor, what a wild-looking creature. Griffin, I believe. We'll check the yearbook.
Well, good, I get to feel bad and look at old yearbooks.
Morning. Guess what? I just found out that BC has their own sports broadcasting department.
Yay, another reason I should go.
You want to go drive over to their football stadium and pretend to announce a game?
I'd love to, but, apparently we have company.
Spellman sees daylight as she heads for the door.
Road trip, Cape Cod, my frat's having a clam bake, you have to come.
But tonight's the prom, and...
Sabrina, good news!
Apparently I have an aunt in distress, so we'll talk later.
Voila! Looky, looky! I got you a Uranus rail pass.
Should that be a good thing?
I'm gonna go find you my old map of Alpha Centauri.
Sabrina! Sabrina, it's not until tomorrow!
Sabrina, I found it! Sabrina, good news!
Are you ready? Sabrina!
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 Oh, why can't I please all the people I care about?
Either I just saw four Sabrinas, or that can of stewed meat was way past its expiration date.
So, I've made my decision. I'm gonna go to Boston College.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Oh.
Huh? You made up your mind.
I want to make you happy.
Well, right now, I am chock full of happy.
You're going backpacking. You'll be just like Jack Kerouac, only sober.
I just want to make you happy, Aunt Hilda.
Oh, you are going to love Emerson.
Sabrina, I am so happy that you're going to ORU.
It is one scholar to another, let me just say.
Yippee!
Oh, man. I haven't done that much running since the time I pretended I was in a Benny Hill sketch. This must be it. Decisions, decisions. Sabrina's indecisiveness and need to please everyone has caused her to be torn apart. Literally. I've got to do something. I got to warn her. Or her. Or to... Ooh, a spell for shiny, manageable hair.
Hey, hello, future fellow lion. Hey, what are you doing here? Isn't your prom tonight?
Oh, my. I have been so overwhelmed with thinking about going to your school that I completely forgot about it.
Wait a second. Sabrina, did something happen between you and Harvey? I mean, don't let going to Emerson hurt your relationship. You know, this prom is something special.
Would you like to go to the prom with me?
Absolutely. You like gardenias? Watch it!
For Boston!
For the United alone!
Hey, guess. Sabrina's decided to go to Boston College.
Yeah, BC's got everything I want. Good classes, fun, and most importantly, Fridays is eat your own weight in noodles day.
Hoo-ah! Come on, Harv. Let's go grab some guys and throw a ball around.
Are you kidding? Hi, tonight's the prom. The culmination of our entire high school experience. Harvey and I have a lot to do.
I should take a shower.
Ciao.
Later, Sabrina.
Sabrina!
Now, normally we'd need a subatomic particle accelerator to fuse the molecules. But, with a pinch of magic, and a sprinkle of cardamom, voila! We can create a new element in the privacy of our own home.
Naturally, I am taking Intro to Magical Chemistry.
Oh dear, I've monopolized your whole day. Shouldn't you be getting ready for the prom?
Oh, but what about you? Aren't you going to chaperone with Mr. Kraft?
Well, I... You see, Willard and I stopped seeing each other. Please don't cheer.
Zelda, I'm so sorry. No matter what my personal feelings are for him, I know how much you cared about him and somehow managed to love him.
I did.
And that's why I think you should go to the prom and remind him what a smart, funny, attractive woman you are and leave him regretting the day he was born.
What a wonderful idea. There's no reason I can't go and make him miserable.
Oh, but can't we just do one more experiment?
Oh, Sabrina, I've waited my whole life to hear you say that.
What you doing?
I decided that pack is way too small for all the things that you're gonna need. That's why I got you this.
Huh, a Sherpa and a yak? Well, you're a great company, and I'm sure I'll enjoy the Sherpa, too. Hey, you want to come with me backpacking?
This is one of those rites of passage that you absolutely have to experience alone.
Well, do you want to come to my prom with me tonight?
Sure!
Hey, we can set up the sprinklers during the slow dance.
Oh, I always knew you liked me best.
I just can't shake this nagging feeling that there's something I'm supposed to tell Hilda and Zelda.
And Hilda, I'm running a little late!
Me too!
Oh, I forgot the blow dryer. If Josh calls, tell him I'm on my way.
Okay.
Another 20 minutes!
Make it 30!
That other round beauty parlor was a great idea. I think I got all the mud out.
Well, there's no reason a woman can't discover cold fusion and look like her internet startup just went public. I'll be right down, Harvey. I think I left my earrings in the bathroom.
Wait! Now I remember! Nope. Thought I had it there.
Oh, this is so lovely. Where's Harvey? I thought he'd pick you up.
Oh, but I wanted to come with you. Uh-huh. Is that Mr. Kraft?
It sure is. I'd recognize that spray-on hair anywhere.
He's looking.
All right, just walk slowly.
We lost him? Yeah. Man, that security guard had no sense of humor. I mean, confiscating our bucket of pig's blood?
I know! I swear, sometimes I think I'm the only one who thought Carrie was a comedy.
Thanks.
Doesn't Westbridge throw a great prom? Go Westbridge!
You know, it's nice to finally get to slow dance with you without a scoreboard in the background. What would you like to drink?
Oh, I want what you want. Don't feel bad, Aunt Zelda. I mean, in this light, Mr. Krabs and the lunch lady do look a lot alike.
How did you get here so fast?
I've been cooling my Gucci's here for about 10 minutes.
Is that a different dress?
Than I had on yesterday. Oh, delightful. Thank you.
I hope that wasn't awkward with Harvey.
Why, is there spinach in my teeth? Oh, is that one mine? Thanks.
What did you do with your dress?
I have been waiting for you to compliment it all night. Oh, this is the best song!
Was it about money? No. My vacation plans. No. I've really got to start writing things down.
Hey, Alcero. Ta.
Pardon.
Ah! Hi, Brad. Oh, excuse me, I forgot something. I am all over the place today.
What hurts worse, my hands or my armpits? Wow, look at you, look fantastic. I mean, how are you?
Fine. What in the world happened to you?
Well, what do you think happened to me? Your sister's malicious and premeditated assault on me and my property, and I'm going to take her for all she's worth. Nothing personal.
Okay. Continuing in the vein of things not to be taken personally.
I am breaking up with you, you duplicitous little worm.
Again, nothing personal.
Hey, have you seen Sabrina?
We were making fun of people, and I would hate for her to miss this opportunity.
What are you doing here?
Well, actually, I'm looking for Sabrina.
Why?
She's my date.
Does anyone have any lipstick I can borrow? I forgot mine. Oh, sure, I always bring it. Uh-oh. What?
It was something big.
I think you're here with Sabrina.
No, I know I'm here with Sabrina.
Hey, look, man. I know you've had a thing for her all year. And I hate to use this kind of language, but you're crossing over a line.
But Sabrina came with me so we could make Willard jealous and miserable.
I'm right here.
Clearly, there must be a logical explanation for this. I don't know what's going on, but I'm the real Sabrina.
Wrong! I'm the real Sabrina.
Sabrina, do you mind?
Get this straight, coffee boy. Sabrina is my girl, and this obsession that you have with her has got to stop.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to leave you here looking like a fool.
Far be it from me to be the conscience of the group, but it seems to me that none of you are doing what you want.
Are you?
No. I'm only going to the other realm, you, to make Aunt Zelda happy. Harvey. Josh. Well, it seems the question is, what does Sabrina want to do?
No, you're wrong. Sabrina and I came together and immediately started making fun of, well, whoever we saw.
Sabrina and I drove here together.
I haven't seen your niece, and it's been the only positive part of this whole evening.
Hey, man, do you think I'd really come to a high school dance by myself?
Miss Spellman, would you please tell this guy that Sabrina came with me?
She's a popular little miscreant.
If she likes you so much, how come she's going to Emerson?
So she can be with you and all your other imaginary friends? She's going to Boston College.
Wrong! She's going backpacking.
Hilda, I sense a spell afoot.
You're right. She's going backpacking.
You know, Zelda, I'm glad that we broke up. I mean, no more ridiculous conversations about Sabrina Spellman. Excuse me, there are teen spirits here that need to be squashed.
So we're all agreed? We do what's best for Sabrina? Agreed. Molto agreed. I'm not sure. Kidding. Don't gang up on yourself. Well, I hope the four of me didn't cause any trouble.
Marcus of Queensbury, boys. There's Sabrina.
Sabrina, by any chance, has some magic gone awry?
Well, let's see. It's one of the biggest nights of my high school life. Of course some magic has gone awry.
Sabrina, will you set Josh straight and tell him you didn't invite him to the prom?
But I did invite him to the prom.
See? Did this conversation just take a frightening turn?
No, I invited Josh to the prom because I wanted you all here to make a formal announcement. So, now that we're all wearing formals, here goes. I don't know how you're all going to take this, but the school I really want to go to is Adams.
Oh,
wow.
Sure. You're not mad?
No, we're fine with wherever you want to go.
Yeah, we just want you to be happy.
Did you think otherwise?
No.
So, are you upset that you broke up with Willard?
No. I'm calm and eager for revenge. Let's get Willard and his beaten-up Cordoba.
Cool deja vu. I had the same conversation after my prom, except it was about Brutus and his beaten-up chariot.
I just remembered something really important I need to tell you.
I think you're a little late.
The cable guy called yesterday and said he can't come out until next Tuesday.